Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Ringgold, Georgia at Happy Feet's headquarters, and I'm with Casey Johnson, the CEO and owner. Casey, how you doing?
Doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You've got started with this business 6 years ago, but things have taken off recently, and it's caught my attention, so I thought I'd come down and tell our listeners a little bit more about Happy Feet. So Happy Feet is a company that sells nationwide and focuses on LVT, right?
100% LVT, vinyl plank, rigid core, WPC, anything in vinyl plank, we have the answer.
Yeah. And when you look at your sectors that you serve in the market, you do both residential, commercial. Most of your focus is on retail, but you also will do some specified projects as well, right?
Yeah. We're probably 35% commercial. We've got 10 distributors. We do a lot of hospitality. Now we're in the NFA group, tier two. We got some developers. We got some big commercial dealers.
So your LVT, there's a lot of companies in the LVT business. So what sets you apart, do you think?
I think what sets us apart, I mean, in the LVT business, basically we have over 10 million feet of inventory. We're big on service. If you call us, we're going to have it. We ship 99.9% of our orders within 24 hours of the last 6 months. We're big on that. We're focused on the solutions for all the vinyl plank jobs in the marketplace. I mean, if you want acoustical benefits, we have it. You want economical floors, we have it. You want a high-end rigid core with a cork back, painted bevel, we have it here in Ringgold.
So it's no secret that LVT, that business started in Asia, and you have relationships with factories over there, and then you keep a large amount of inventory here.
Basically, we have 17 different products. We have 7 glue downs, and we have 2 loose lays, and we have 8 click products. So they build them for our specs. We listen to the marketplace. For instance, Choice Hotel said, we need something that's not going to be noisy that doesn't scratch. So we made a glue down cork back with a 30 mil wear layer. So it doesn't scratch when you bring the bags in hotel rooms, and it's a little bit quieter if you're on the second floor or third floor.
So you're small enough to be nimble to give customers what they're looking for. You told me earlier that one of your USPs is that you're a family-run business and you do business with entrepreneurs. So you try to give them what they're looking for, right?
Yeah, that's what we do. So we listen well. We want to make sure they make money off our products. We don't sell everybody. I think last year we billed 700 accounts. We're happy with that. If we get to 1,000, we'll be real happy. We don't want to build 10,000, 15,000 accounts. I mean, we're happy with 1,000. It's important those entrepreneurs make money off of our line. That's one of our core values.
One of the things I want to point out, I know you're a privately held company and you don't want to share revenue numbers, but you grew 68% last year, so business is good, right?
We got lucky last year. Hired some good people. We got Jim Curtin from Shaw. We hired Tito Polinski from Bear Paints and 4 or 5 other people. They brought some good contacts. We had great supply chain rhythm, and we grew 68% last year. We couldn't believe it. We're happy about that.
I should have started with this. You also are an alumni of Shaw Industries, right?
I had a great 22 years at Shaw. It was a fantastic company. It taught me a lot to go in here and sell vinyl plank to the world.
Mm-hmm. So what's up for 2018? I think you're doing a new display, and you've also got some new app you're introducing, right?
Yeah. We at Happy Feet from day one have reinvested all the profits back in, and it's been tough. I mean, you know how it is starting a business, 6 years now. So this year we're investing in a brand new rack that has 40 SKUs on it. It's beautiful. We're going to sell that for hopefully $7.99. I think it's the best looking rack in the industry. Plus it has an application on it where you can hit the app and it tells a story about the product. It trains a retail salesperson on that product, the wear layer, where it's meant to be. It has a virtual room scene. It gives direction on where this product should go in the home or in the business.
I stopped by at the Atlanta regional meeting, ran into Jim Curtin. He kind of showed me your space there, and the floors are beautiful. Is everything the wood look in your line?
We've got mostly wood looks. We've got some tile looks, but tile in LVT doesn't sell as much as we'd like. They're small jobs. We have a lot of inventory in tile. It just never has really been that big for us. We have, I think right now, 110 SKUs, and there are probably 101 that are wood.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's doing your styling? Because it looks like you're nailing the current trends as far as color and level of distressing. How are you finding the right recipe there?
Well, we just get lucky. I mean, we read a lot of magazines. My mom and dad taught me how to dress as a businessman. Okay. And gray's hot right now. So you go with the trends. You look at these magazines, and gray has been hot for 5 or 6 years. You look at the colors now, it's blue. You've seen a lot of blue. You can't really have a blue vinyl plank, but there's a few products that we have with blue tints, like our Sawtooth Gray that people love. So you just look at all the different things changing. Our first rack in 2012 was all brown and some red. If you look at that rack now, it looks garish. Look at our racks now. They're all utilitarian. They're gray browns, maybe even some lighter colors in there, some light gray, some really light browns. But the reds and the dark browns are now not as popular today.
Let's talk about this brand, Happy Feet. Where'd that come from?
Happy Feet was a name we pulled out of the hat. We're over in China 10 days with a backpack, and nobody's laughing. I mean, nobody knew who we were, and they're all serious. So the 10th day on the trip, they say, "What's the name of your company?" We look down, and we see this big foot with a face on it, with a smile. And we said, "Our name is Happy Feet." And these Chinese ladies started laughing. So we come home and think, well, we're not going to use it, but let's just keep it in the closet. So we go to the bank. The lady at the bank says, "What's the name of your company?" I said, "Happy Feet." She goes, "That makes me happy." So we went with it. We tried. We didn't know if it was going to work. Uh-huh. We went with it. It makes us happy. And really, one of our core values is to make others happy, to leave others better than when we found them. And our employees are a big part of this. We want them to have fun at their jobs, to be happy, to love coming in here. The more they do that, the better the job they do for us. Okay, they've taken ownership. Mm-hmm. Synergy and job satisfaction is a big thing for us, and it's important to us.
All right, so 6 years now, and you're in expansion mode. You've got this facility in Ringgold. You're just bought a building in Chattanooga, and you've actually got some inventory you're keeping in Jacksonville as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been lucky. I mean, we got into the right time. There's a lot of distressed properties. We thought we had the biggest building we ever would need, 40,000 feet. We bought that 4 years ago. We outgrew that 2 years ago. You can't build enough to store all this vinyl plank. But we did just find another property downtown Chattanooga. We got lucky on it. Some guy from Long Island wanted to get rid of it, and I happened to run into him. So I got it for 50% on the dollar. Mm-hmm. We're going to load that up and move everything we can to be right here in Dalton, Georgia, or Chattanooga. It's the best place to ship from. Mm-hmm. Cheaper shipping is quicker shipping.
And if somebody wants to know more about your company, you've got a URL on the web. It's happyfeetint.com, right?
Yeah. Check out the new website.
Now, your plans for next year, this 18 year, you think you're going to get another 68% growth?
I sure hope so, Kemp. That's fun. We want next year or this year right now, we want to be the best we can be. Okay, we want to be the best vinyl plank supplier in the industry. That's our goal. We're not there yet, but we're working on it every day.
All right, Casey, it's great to spend time with you. Best of luck in 18. So, again, been talking to Casey Johnson, the CEO and owner of Happy Feet International, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.